3, 2, 1.
What is this, amateur hour?
I'm blacker than the ace of spades and more militant than you and your whole damn army put together. While you out there chanting that rally, browbeating politicians, I'm taking out any money funk sucker on a Hummer that gets in my way. So I'll tell you what. When your so-called revolution starts, you call me, and I'll be right down front showing you how it's done. But until then, you need to shut the fuck up when grown folks is talking. Now can you dig it?
Ladies, gentlemen, and scholars, the world's first Quantum No Power podcast live from the Daddy Juice Energy Studio in the Big Curtain District, your star players, Gemini Jackson and Arthur Dude. Welcome, welcome, ladies, gentlemen, of course, you scholars. I'm your fearless and greasy host, Gemini Jackson, someone in the Quantum Minute with 1/4 of 4 dudes in a booth, Arthur Dude.
Howdy, ninjas.
Foxtrot and the Burrito Bandito join us via Jitsi on the other side of the glory hole, but first, a word from our sponsors.
Stop wasting your time messing around with old glass jars and dollar store balloons. Jankin' Pods are concentrated pods filled with the juice that will make you loose. Patent-pending nanometer technology ensures a perfect dose of Dynamite Dookie fills your lungs to have you feeling euphoria with every drag. Available wherever you get your pods. Jankin' Pods. Batteries sold separately.
Batteries sold separately. We got Jankin' Pods. This is a segment we like to call XX Quantimino. Follow up on Gemini's fluffiest pancakes of all time ever.
Of all time?
Ever. You know, we ran into some roadblocks. We stumbled here and there, but ultimately we came home with a couple of edible pancakes.
You came.
Nice.
You went ahead, man. You did it.
Yeah, forged through.
You did it.
Those are hard to do.
Yeah. Did you watch any of it, Burrito, or no?
I didn't watch any of it.
You motherfucker.
You should next time, man.
Yeah, I'm going to do...
Fun.
I'm going to do Ponderings on Saturday.
What?
Yeah. So stay tuned.
What are those?
You know, from Mr. Donut.
Oh, Mr.
Yeah, the Mochi Donuts. Mochi Donuts.
That's cool. Nice.
So yeah, stay tuned. So I started off trying to make the whole pan pancake, you know?
What inspired you?
What's that?
That's a question. What inspired you?
Oh, I just wanted me to.
Oh, that's good inspiration right there, man.
Yeah.
She loves those.
Yeah, for sure. And so some things I feel like I can improve upon. I overbeat my eggs. That's a fact.
I saw it.
They were beat to shit.
I saw it, man.
Foxtrot was a backstage VIP.
Yeah.
Oh, man. I was backstage trying to drive, man.
Yeah, he was talking to me about it. And he's like, you know, you should just like... Let me in the chat. And like,
oh no! Oh yeah, we had a different. Like, that's right, man.
Back and forth while I'm trying to
gonna,
cook. But like,
Zoom
yeah,
callers,
exactly.
Jitsi
it was
callers.
Gonna be like part-time friends, and Foxtrot would just like hop on Discord or something, and like just trash me the entire time while I'm trying to make Ponderings and like getting grease all over the place.
That's not a bad idea.
Yeah, I mean, I kind of like that.
I would refer to him as the voice of reason,
the voice of treason.
The voice of treason. I like that a lot.
Though. I mean, that's a little heavy depth. Right now, though.
It's got some.
But you know what? I still root for it, you know.
Yeah,
Gemini. To
I mean, ultimately,
the task.
Yeah. Ultimately, you want me to succeed one time, you know.
One time.
Whether or not,
and you did.
Yeah,
the fluffy pancakes.
Exactly.
They came
but
through,
like,
man.
You know, at the beginning, it's funnier to watch everything burn.
Yeah, it was pretty funny and frustrating at the same time.
Two times.
I didn't really
times.
Burn. I mean, I burnt.
No, it wasn't bad. It wasn't.
Yeah, it was just like over browned.
You perfected it, so the next time you make it, it will be a lot better.
Right, right. Follow up. Tell me about these power tools, Foxtrot.
Oh, man.
Ooh.
I almost did all my returns, man.
You did them all? What did
but then I'm still looking for a certain tool for some auto work.
Some impact?
What
you're
working
on? Impact
shape? A tool with some actual impact is what he's looking for.
A tool with some actual impact. Yeah, man. Look at this thing. It's called... A stubby.
Oh, no.
Look at this thing.
Why do they call that a stubby?
It's so stubby, small. Man.
Oh,
it's so
God.
Small, but it's
wow.
fucking is nice.
Wait,
that's
like
to get
the battery's
to hard
like
to reach
tiny.
Places.
Yeah, hard to reach
the battery's
places,
like
yeah.
slim, right?
Yeah, this one's slim. It's pretty small. The other
how
one...
How that way?
Yeah,
oh,
how much does that way?
Dude, this is like probably 4 pounds.
Wow, well, so you nice. Could keister it and keep it in like kegels.
No, because my old one is with the battery is like 6 pounds.
Jesus.
Yeah,
and that's not even a,
that's what you cut
like
your teeth
a wrench.
On?
Yeah, this is an actual
that's
wrench
what
though.
You started with you started
you got
with
an
a
anvil.
One? Oh damn, it's got an anvil.
Yeah, so it's more for just auto shit.
Wow,
but yeah, I'm still trying to get those deals and shit, man.
Yeah, man, the Home Depot
bait and switch mastermind.
No, that's Home Depot hustle.
I don't know who Home Depot is.
The Home Depot hustler.
I think that's on Earth, man. I'm in the SC.
The Home Depot hustler. Foxtrot.
No, I don't know what you're talking about. I have never heard of Home Depot ever.
You've never heard or seen or been to a Home Depot, alleged Home Depot.
They don't have those.
Oh, such a little sexy ass.
Where I'm from.
At the slammiest world. Mr. Universe.
Yeah, they don't have that from where you're from.
Nah, man. I ain't got no home. Shit.
Jesus.
Who's next?
Oh, yeah.
We got burrito.
I got a package update.
Uh-oh.
Wait. Hold on. Before your package update, though.
Oh, yeah? Yeah.
Have you survived your illness from last episode?
Oh, yeah. How was COVID?
Oh, I thought we talked about it.
How did we talk about it? It just happened last week.
You have not fully recovered since we spoke last.
Yeah. Do you not remember?
Yeah. Last week I was still sick.
We meet once a week.
Once a week. Until you're all better.
I'm okay.
Uh-oh.
I've been going back to work. The first day I went back to work was yesterday, actually, Wednesday.
Oh, that?
But no, I still have this lingering cough.
Oh, dude, that's going to stay forever.
Yeah,
you know what I mean? Like, it's going to last all winter.
Yeah, it's pretty annoying, especially because I'm in the office and I don't want to cough because I don't want people to be like, are you still sick?
Yeah.
But it just comes out. You know,
you're one quarter of four dudes of a podcast.
That's and true.
Coughing makes a producer really mad.
Coughing is a no-no.
Yeah, especially when you cough all over his dick.
I get whipped.
Sometimes that's okay.
And then you get nay-nayed. And then you get whipped, and then you get nay-nayed. And then you bop. 2021 predictions. What's going to fucking happen, baby?
Wait, what? Burrito got a package, man.
Yeah,
he got that fucking flashlight.
I just stepped all over your dick. Thank you for catching me.
Such a little sexy ass dick.
What is this package?
Yeah.
So you remember that package that was...
The lost package that you claimed insurance on.
Oh, shit, for real?
My lost package. Where did
you
double up?
Yeah. Did you get it?
Because you don't have to give that money back legally.
Yeah,
no.
So I think
keeper's money.
The sender filed I think he filed a claim, which prompted them to go look for it, and it finally got delivered. It was It was sent September 24th.
Yeah,
that's when USPS got it.
Uh huh.
In Michigan.
Yeah.
And it got to us here in Slam City today.
Ooh, nice. Are you talking about your mail-in ballot? Hey-o. No political humor.
No, but I know why it got here late. I'm going to show it to you.
Oh, no. This is going to be painful as fuck. Oh, no. It's crushed.
No.
They ironed it.
So this is supposed to be a tube.
Containing a collector's quality poster.
Did you, have you opened it?
I don't even want to look at that.
I haven't opened it yet.
I wouldn't open it.
Oh, dude, are you gonna open it right now?
I would make sure to take lots of pictures, man.
Yeah, I'm gonna take some pictures.
Man, that's
straight up
brutal.
Just get your money back.
That's brutal.
Yeah, I would send it back just like that, dude. Yeah. I wouldn't even open
that. All the time for them,
just to be sure, they'll take care of it.
Surprisingly, it's never happened to me. I know it's happened to
It just happened to you, man.
Exactly,
It just happened.
What happened to me?
It just happened. Never happened. It just happened.
Never just happened.
It just happened to you.
It just happened to you,
dude. It just happened to you.
Okay. Oh, now. Okay. Go ahead.
Go ahead, man.
This is the first time it's happened to me.
But I'm just saying it just happened to you.
You popped your USPS cherry. Been there, but now you just got popped.
Yeah. So,
damn, how's it feel, Zaral?
It kind
of
sucks.
You have a lot of anticipation for that poster?
I was. It was going to be
about it?
No. It was going to be the first.
He downloaded two apps because of this.
No, I've already had that.
Damn,
the first
desperate.
What?
Are you going to uninstall the apps now and leave a 1-star review on the App Store?
Yeah, you should. You totally should, man.
No.
Yeah, dude, why not? They deserve it. They should have guaranteed the safety of that package.
I'll probably have a chance to get it again. But this was going to be
limited edition?
An ongoing process in your life.
No, this is a vintage movie poster.
Signed by Scarlett O'Hara's pubis.
This was going to be the first linen back poster that I've ever gotten, which is kind of cool.
Linen back.
What a horrible first time, man.
Raw-dogged.
I know. It is
a
James Bond poster.
A James Bond linen back bareback poster?
Yeah.
You got Linen Back Mountain, dude.
Man, around the time that Sean Connery dies, too.
I know. Well, he ordered it way before he knew Sean Connery was going out, man. No, but there's some
weird correlation. Like, he could have ordered this. When did this come out?
Yeah, Sean Connery pushed it through.
When did this poster come out?
64.
I don't know when. It's on Her Majesty's Secret Service, so it's George Lazenby. It wasn't Connery.
It's like seven.
When was that one?
Six, seven.
70 two, something? I don't know.
70 something, you know.
69.
I told you. Why don't we always go there? Why don't we always just say these things?
Sometimes you just have to invent the news.
Damn, but.
But that's real life, man.
This is real life. 1969.
Yeah.
That's a real time.
Do you think they were 69ing a lot? In 1969.
Duh, man. Yes, they must be. That's the only way the world got to 1970. Yeah. They had to do all that 69ing to fucking pass the time.
Right. Just pass the time. They ain't got no internet. What else are you going to do? You might as well 69.
It's 69 anyway.
Do you think they were doing like casually 69ing? Like,
no. Just like walking down the street?
Yeah.
Animals.
Yeah, I want a 69? Oh, sure.
Where? Animals, I mean, like, sweating all over each other.
There's grass right here. We're all children here. We're all children.
They just said, hey, you want to do the year?
Oh, yeah. That's not like faster.
Are you a time traveler?
And also, like, they have to think about it. And by the time they think about it, they're like, no, I don't want a 69 anymore.
It's already happening.
No, it's dried. It's all dried up. My dick dried up. All right. Now we move forward to 2021 predictions.
From who's 69 got one?
Yeah,
to
from
21.
69 to 21. I thought Foxtrot had a doomsday prediction.
Nah, man, I don't know what's gonna fucking happen. I know this shit's gonna last for a little bit longer, but who knows? Dude?
Are you gonna complete your tool collection by then, Foxtrot?
By 2021?
I'm almost done, man. I just need to get one more thing, and that's it.
Need to get.
I'm done updating all my tools. Just that
Lucy.
Yeah.
You're gonna look back. You're gonna see a deal. It's not over.
No, because I returned shit that I didn't need to get other things I needed. So
word up.
How long? This is a bet, guys. How long do you think he's gonna go before he deals with power tools again?
3 months.
I have one more. I'm gonna get the mid torque.
Is it closest without going over, or
we're gonna get the mid torque and then that's it?
6 weeks.
So after the mid torque, how many months are gonna go by?
Six
before?
Weeks.
Probably years, because I haven't bought power tools like this in
how
a long
weeks?
Time.
Like, yeah. I feel like it all happens at once, right? Like,
yeah, because I'm
you don't
just
buy
updating
power
everything,
tools, and then all of a sudden you're just like,
yeah,
I need more tools.
Basically, and plus I'm jumping into like all these systems. Like, yeah. Yeah, dude. No, the deals are. It's kind of like a toss up. It's like, yeah, I'm spending a lot, but at least
it's
I'm getting
Vanta
the
Black
deals
Friday,
of the year.
Yeah,
it's and I need Black these things Friday. Right now. So,
when was the last time you did a big tool splurge like that?
Years ago,
20-odd-8.
Like years ago.
Was it in the aughts?
I think it was when I was buying a lot of guns and stuff.
That was like
12 different
2012?
Tools. No, I don't know. No, those definitely cost a lot more.
Guns?
Like, yeah.
You want to talk about guns? Like, I got
no, I don't have that many guns.
What do you think? I sold them all because I stay well off?
Yeah, man. Of course.
Jesus.
Shit.
Who had a prediction? Was it you, Burrito?
What?
Was it you?
What do you think is going to happen next year, man? We're going to get a
did
vaccine,
20,
man. People are going to die. People
prediction?
Live. Is the world going to be eco-sustainable? Like, what's happening?
I think we'll get a...
Are you going to Mars?
Are you on
going
Mars?
To the moon? We going down?
We can go to Mars.
Okay. What,
I don't think we're going to go to Mars next year.
What's your prediction?
It's going to happen.
Give us the top five highlights of 2021.
Vaccine.
Okay.
Right? Yeah.
Yeah.
I think that's top one.
The Boogaloo?
I don't know, man. Everyone's going to... Get Civil fucking War crazy II? After that happened.
Civil War II, Electric Boogaloo? Are you worth
the Civil War II? Fuck that.
I don't know. I guess that depends on what happens in the next like 70 days or so.
Yeah,
right? Yeah,
69 days, dude. 69. What the fuck are you fucking around about? 69 days.
Sorry.
Yeah, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, I mean, who knows, right?
Unfortunately, I don't have any guns, so.
Oof. Well, it's been nice.
If something does go down, I'm going to go hang out with you guys.
Yeah, come out.
Yeah, man.
We'll protect you.
But you better bring some of those Godzilla figures for
what
fucking...
you bring to the table.
We can set up the
payment. Payment
so
up front.
That
make sure
away.
You have a duffel big enough for all of them and that Chun Li poster back there.
Oh my God. We're
I don't think about it. What else you got back there in your house, man? What else you got?
Global demand.
You got any canned goods?
Hey, dude,
bring
it's
all that
a fucking
shit,
barter system now out here, baby.
Yeah, man.
So
it's
a barter system. The barter system.
I got a lot of bikes and bike parts. So, you know, once the
better start
gasoline, once all the gasoline dries up, we're going to have to ride some bikes.
We're going to steal some fucking lawnmowers, so and we're going to modify Ryder those bikes.
Some bike rides.
He's going to head up the newfound electrical system. He's going to be the very first power unit.
We're going to put a bunch of people to work.
Yes.
Schools are now going to be just a bunch of kids riding bikes.
Yeah.
So that.
Right, man. They're going to be learning. They're going to be learning cardiovascular health.
Better than that, guys. We're going to put the wires straight into their nerves and then just feed them sugar.
Pixie
and then keep them
sedated.
You know? But like also.
With NyQuil.
They're just hyper on the inside.
And Benadryl.
Yeah, exactly. Benadryl.
It's allergy season. NyQuil.
It's allergy season.
Exactly,
man.
Did you
know NyQuil is just NyQuil with Benadryl?
Man, I feel like you said that so many times. Yeah, it's so true, though.
They swirl it in there.
It's so true, man.
They lace it, man. They lace it.
And what they want you to do is to cook it.
They want you to cook it.
They want you to cook it.
They actively want you to cook it.
And then snort it.
Jesus Christ. I don't know about that one, man.
That's 2021. That's what's going to happen.
Oh, yeah. Give me two more highlights, Burrito. We went on a tangent about the Civil War.
Yeah.
Two.
That might happen.
Yeah.
Civil War Two. Yeah. Yeah, I can see that.
Man, I don't have enough ammo, dude.
Here's the hypothetical I was going to ask Burrito.
Oh, okay.
So you have to dash from your place in 30 minutes. So you got to grab your shit and you're never going to see it again.
Here we go.
Yeah.
What are you going to get in those 30 minutes?
Condoms.
Ooh. I'm grabbing my gun in my bag, and that's all I need.
He's got his bug out shit. Bag. He's got his bug out bag already ready, baby. Yeah. How many cans of spam you got in that bag?
Shit, man. I got like fucking.
Like a butt. Am I bugging out in my truck?
Dude, if you gotta ask, you have no idea.
You're dead, man.
You're dead.
You got 30 minutes. You got 30 minutes.
You're dead in the fucking water.
You get out of
this. Is our hypothetical?
No, but this is the thing. It could happen.
Oh my god!
It could happen.
Here we go. Doom scrolling over.
Yeah, man.
Tell me about his fucking shot. You got 30 minutes, fuck shot. What you grabbing, dog?
You already said.
I'm grabbing my fucking rifle and my bag. And that's it. My dog.
Gun in his bag.
Oh, I didn't catch that. Purse, my bad.
Yeah,
what do you think we bugging out about? We got a whole bag for it. He packed for vacation.
Burrito's over here like on minute 29 still trying to figure
dick
it
in
out
his hand. We got 29:34. Just a dick
to
in
tell
his
you
hand.
Tell you the truth, it's mostly camping stuff, you know,
your survival kit.
Yeah, it's just like stuff.
I think that's what Burrito is trying to intimate. Is it like, is this the end of the world, or is it just like I'm on vacation for a couple weeks?
Yeah, no, you don't know. You just need to get out of your area, man. Like, what are you going to bring to survive for at least a week?
Yeah,
at least a week.
That's a great qualifier.
At least
Burrito.
Okay, yeah, I'm going to grab all the all the dry foods that I have that I can just cook outside, along with my.
He grabs a bag of flour.
And some water.
That's worth something, some man. Sugar. That's pretty good.
No, I mean like all my pastas and my mashed potatoes.
You got like a little fucking burner stove?
You got your potato.
Are all those things together in one area? Or you gotta like fiddle with that and just like try to find that shit?
He's got 30 minutes.
Yeah, I've got all my camp stuff.
Foxtrot's trying to make sure he's fucking ready, dude. Yeah.
There you go, man.
Foxtrot's trying to make sure he's fucking ready.
You gotta get ready, man.
Yeah, I've got all my
motherfucker has sent his dog to the backyard to start digging this bunker.
She's been digging, man.
Foxtrot.
All he does is buy like a gallon of pig's blood from HEB and then throw it on there. I guess not HEB because HEB is classy. They don't sell that shit. The Asian market.
There you go.
Gallons of that shit and then just throwing it on the grass to kill the grass and stick the dog on the sand. You got yourself a bunker, baby.
There you go, man. Dog gets to exercise.
It's win-win.
Win-win 2021.
How many win-wins do you have in the apocalypse?
The bunker with your dog.
Exactly.
Oliuteas Financial Advisors. When you gotta move some weight, why wait? Julio will help you diversify your holdings. Flat rate. Oh, it's great. Julio gets it done. Call Julio Tejas today. Or regret it tomorrow. Julio Tejas.
This is the news. Man banned from Yellowstone National Park after rangers catch him cooking chickens in the hot springs.
You know,
what
it sounds
is happening here?
Okay.
Like, no,
but yeah, I know it's not.
That's sulfur all over your chicken. You know what I mean?
Hey, man, he wants some of that sulfur taste, you know? Chicken fries. Yeah. You want to die later on.
You want to die
that later guy, on. That guy forgot his camp stove.
That guy is bugging out already.
Yes, exactly.
Do you think that's? Do you think he was just hanging out there for the pandemic and they're just like...
Yeah, dude, I think like so.
They
I
didn't
think
even know be camping a lot more right now. 6 months.
That's a long time.
Yeah, but do you think that's possible?
Yeah, I think it's possible, but it's do I want to do it? No.
Yeah, not
I
you.
I don't want to do it.
With his chickens?
This is like, the same guy who's cooking chickens in this hot springs.
Were these live chickens that he got, and then he killed it right there?
There's no specificity. Like, yeah. I think it's yes. I think he happened, stanced upon some chickens, and then threw them in there, and got giblets and all.
Hey, man, he got to do what he got to do to survive, right?
Giblets. Yeah.
Shit in the
do
wild.
Do you like giblets?
No.
Yeah, pass.
Ruins my gravy.
Damn.
Speaking of chickens... Taiwan teen woken from 62-day coma by words, chicken filet. Oh,
chicken fries. And then he found out it was a Sunday. He's like, fuck. Had to wait a whole nother day,
back
baby.
To sleep.
Back to sleep.
Shit, man. That's the power of chicken, man. It'll make you want to cook it in some sulfur or it'll wake you up from a coma, man.
Exactly.
That's the power of chicken, man.
Chicken will both make you crazy enough to throw it in a sulfur-ridden spring to cook it.
God's
and
wake you from the best nap you've ever had.
Exactly.
There you go. And it helps, you know, when you're sick too, you get some chicken soup, right? Shit.
Yeah, exactly. For the teenage soul. Damn, this is just chicken news after chicken news, baby.
The company that owns Arby's and Buffalo Wild Wings just bought Dunkin' Brands for $11.3 billion.
Damn, man. Wow. I've been hearing all these billions of dollars all over the place, man.
It's all
and
fake
I'm just
money,
like,
dude.
Where's
all
these
money.
Billions coming from?
It's just a monopoly. They're like, hey, here's some of our stock that's worth.
Shit. Wink, wink, right?
Wink,
here's
wink,
some of that
nudge,
stuff,
nudge.
Right?
Say no more, say no more.
Hey, no, believe me. Believe me. It's worth 11. Believe me! It's worth 11.
Shit, believe this.
Billion.
Believe that Tesla just rolled out its own fucking tequila and it's already sold out. And the bottle is pretty
bottle
dope, I have to
dope.
Say.
I have to say,
it's pretty cool.
It looked like
I don't know.
Though.
It seemed like.
It could be. Who knows, man?
Difficult to pour.
Shut up.
People are buying that to collect it, man,
you're
not to drink
not
it.
This shit.
People are
you're
collecting that,
the
man.
There's a tab. There's a pull tab on the bottom.
Do I have to plug it in?
No, man. It's liquor.
It's tequila.
It's fucking tequila. Why would you plug it in? That's dangerous.
I don't
Why are you trying
it.
To spread this misinformation to our listeners?
I don't believe it.
Man, speaking
of
danger.
Teenagers. Okay.
What is this, amateur hour?
Speaking of danger,
beach ball sized jellyfish capable of damaging boat spotted in South Carolina.
Holy fuck, man. It can take down a boat? It's a cracking
jellyfish.
Jellyfish. Is this real news?
I'm a big
or is this
jelly.
Like one of those ads from Taboola?
Man, you would suck, man, if that thing like wrapped itself around you. I think that would be it, right?
That'd be it.
Kill you,
like
man.
It's the size of a beach ball, though.
Like a hug. Yeah.
I think I could take it on. Loving.
You think you can take it on? Dude, yeah, that thing is like
fucking,
automatically gonna fucking sting
that's
you
just
and
the
shit,
bell.
Man.
The tentacles are 20 meters.
I brought my katana.
Meters.
I had 30 meters. Whatever I needed.
Who even knows how fucking
meters.
Long that is?
20 fucking meters,
that's
man.
Scary
that's
amount.
More than 10
I think,
meters.
I don't know. Maybe it's little. Maybe it's
that's
lot.
More than
it's
five,
in meters.
It's more
who
than
knows?
10.
My katana sharp.
My katana sharp. My katana sharp.
My katana
jellyfish
sharp.
Jellyfish sharp. Is your katana
fuck, man. You
want to
slice that jellyfish
dude, know,
like mushrooms, man?
The fucking jellyfish underwater with your goddamn katana. Is it that sharp?
No, I use my
it's
anti-gravity
so
gun to take it out of the water, throw it on the boat, swing my katana, hack slash, tentacles broken, beach ball, pop!
All right, man.
Repeat.
Right. I totally
rinse and repeat.
Forgot about the
shit.
Anti- That's
taking
my bad.
The army
I forgot
jellyfish.
About the anti-gravity gun. That was my bad.
Don't leave home without it.
Never leave home without it.
But what
it.
If that jellyfish got backup jellyfish, man?
Tell me about this backup jellyfish.
Rare 4-foot jellyfish spotted in Florida beach. Experts said a massive 4-foot wide jellyfish spotted by a Florida man taking a run on the having the runs on the beach.
Oh, man.
Is known as a pink meanie.
That sounds like
a pussy.
Tube sock.
Ooh. A prolapsed anus?
I didn't say that. I said the
oh,
other
yeah,
thing.
Yeah, I know. You're like, I didn't say I would never say that.
Do you own pink tube socks?
Yes, I do.
No.
Because I washed my tube socks.
Yeah, he mixed his reds with red the whites. Shirt.
Yeah.
He put bleach in with the whites, and there was a red sock in
now
there.
Now I got
pink tube socks. Man, it's been a long time since I fucked up laundry, though. It's been a long time.
There are two ways to get pink tube socks.
That includes pink shirts.
Vigorous butt fucking.
Raw dogging.
To the point of prolapse. And washing your tube socks in with your red shirts.
Well, don't wash That's your baseball only cards.
No.
Yeah, don't set them on fire either. California man donated 25,000 baseball cards to a 9-year-old girl who lost her collection in wildfire.
Okay, I thought he was just donating baseball cards to some random girl. And then it said she lost her collection in the wildfire.
Yeah.
Well, that's nice. Did it have a Honus Wagner?
That's pretty nice. Yeah.
Did it have a Honus Wagner?
That's a lot of baseball cards.
I bet this girl can trade those 25,000 baseball cards for probably a single crate of fucking Mandarin oranges from JDM land.
At least,
right?
$500.
At the least.
Worth of baseball cards?
Yeah.
Yeah, I mean, if they're each 20 cents.
Yeah.
You know?
Or maybe she don't have enough money because this crate costs fucking $9.6 billion fucking dollars, bitches.
We're fucking up here. Do you know what I mean?
We should be in the Mandarin Orange game
running.
Man, we talked about this. Did we talk about this last week? Or was this like through...
I feel like we talk about this fairly often.
Through secret channels.
Yes, billion.
Talking about entrepreneurs.
Foxtrot said billion. It's billion.
Who's trying to get that billion, man?
Who's reporting the news?
It's a B.
Burrito, who's reporting the news? Is this your news story?
Not me. Not me.
The investigative journalist Foxtrot with high integrity.
Speaking of billions.
Exactly, billions.
The U.S. government seized $1 billion in Bitcoin from dark web marketplace Silk Road.
Oh, shit, man.
That
$1 billion doesn't seem like it's enough from the dark web.
Enough? They're not going to take all the Bitcoin out of the dark web.
I know, they can't. They can't.
Do you know how they found that the government seized this shit?
No, how do they know?
The Bitcoin is public ledger, so people constantly watch it. And they saw like $1 billion transaction
just move
through. Yeah.
That big whale.
Just move. Just wait.
Just fucking the whales. Moving.
See? The whales.
Fuck, man.
Move and wait. So why wait?
What if the government just made up that Bitcoin?
Oof.
Jesus Christ.
You're saying that the government is the ledger? Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Oh, my God.
Are you saying the government is Nakamoto?
He sounds like
now everybody
a drift driver.
He used to have a VCR.
Yeah. Drift King. He was a Drift King, too.
He was a Drift King Bitcoin billionaire?
Dude,
VCRs back in the day.
Bitcoin billionaire. Man. He sold
drifting
VCRs.
On those Bitcoin rims, man. Tax deductible.
It's like Speed Racer, but instead of Speed Racer, it's a drifting Bitcoin billionaire.
There you go. I like it, man.
Yeah.
Oh, it's Satoshi Nakamoto.
Satoshi.
Nakamoto.
Satoshi.
I forgot the best part.
Yeah, that is the best part.
Nakamoto's his first name or his last name?
It would be his last name, right? Is that right?
I think if it's in English, it would be last name.
That's a family name, yeah.
But if you wrote it out in Japanese, that would be first.
Yeah.
Correct or incorrect, Mr. Bandito?
Yeah. Yeah, that's correct. Yeah.
How do you translate Bandito into Japanese?
That's a good question.
Foxtrot's got it.
I do not know.
And the Shriyonk in the background.
Shriyonk.
That should be your stage name.
Shriyonk.
Like if he was a rapping hype beast, what do you call that?
No, if he was a member of Slipknot.
Domo Bandito.
Or maybe he's one of the guitar players from Baby Metal.
Baby Metal. Baby's doing metal. Yeah, shut the fuck up, man. Is that what's going on?
Yeah.
Is Shriyonk used anywhere else rolling. Except the sound that Godzilla makes?
No, I think it's copyrighted.
It's
copyrighted?
I'm pretty sure.
Damn, but...
Just spell it with a three.
Yes, Threeonk. What now, bitch? Sue me.
Damn, man. That's crazy. Shit, man. If I was hungry and that, I would fucking order so much goddamn food.
Especially if I lived in France.
Paris bans delivery and takeaway food and alcohol at night.
Damn, but...
Wait, what? Man, why you gotta do it at night when people want to like stay up and shit?
And eat.
Yeah.
And drink.
And this is helping the economy.
Yeah, and I mean...
What's the point of that?
Well, they had a hard lockdown because their shit spiked. Their COVID shit spiked.
Oh,
so
I see.
Shut it down.
Do you think that's gonna help, though?
Yeah.
Shut it down.
Yeah, I mean, they can still go out during the day to get their groceries and stuff. And then, I mean, I don't know how much... French people even eat.
Man, they eat baguettes and like escargot.
10 and 6 in the morning. It's primarily like cheese and then like cured meats. Am I incorrect?
Yeah, man, that shit's pretty good, and man.
Grapes.
I heard it
Does anybody else
me.
Think grapes?
No, dude, you got to eat like a fruit with those things, man. It's pretty good.
Oh shit.
Yeah, man.
Raspberries. Yeah.
Leg grape?
I don't know about raspberries, man. They're kind of tart, man.
Pomplamoose. That's a
durian fruit, man. Durian. Or some legal weed, which is big right now because it has won big in the current election.
Legal weed won the election.
Yes, and I also heard that a close neighboring state of Slam City is trying to do something. Wow. It's probably not going to happen this year, but who knows?
What state are you talking about?
You know, the state that we used to live in.
The state of confusion.
Yeah.
That we used to live in?
Yeah, man. I'll tell you the inside later, man.
Okay. Texas boy wins first place in national mullet championship.
Do you see this kid?
Of course.
This kid was rocking that mullet, man.
I should have
just cut my shit. And be
what
like,
did he get? Like Axe products or some shit?
He got Axe body spray.
His name is Jackson.
Jesus. Dude, his name has to be Jackson, man.
You're going to tell me this kid's nickname is not, in fact, Action Jackson?
Dude, that would make the story so much better.
Yeah. And his last name's also Jackson. Action Jackson Jackson.
Shit, man. He's going to be swimming in pussy.
He's 8 years old. We can't make fun of him.
I'm not making fun of him. I mean, like, if my actual last name was Jackson... God forbid some lady let me leave it in, because I would have a Jackson Jackson.
Shit, man, you probably have kids already then.
Yeah, man.
If your name was Action Jackson Jackson, man. You probably have kids that ain't, man. That's
that
fucked up,
That kid is coming out like a kid in tow.
And if that kid in tow wants to be vegetarian, they can go to McDonald's right now, because McDonald's is about to test the McPlant, which includes its own meat-free burger next year. So get your meatless shit on.
What do you feel about that?
I'd say Beyond Meat shares fall.
I go McDonald's for, you know, just the classic stuff I usually like, so I'm not going to try that.
What if they slip this in?
That's fine. I'll eat it too. I'll eat it too. That's fine. Yeah. If that's all they got. I mean,
the McPlant.
Because their menu prices are dangerously inflated for what they are.
Yeah. And especially because...
Yeah, how much is this going to cost, man?
You got
is it
going to
cost like $9 or something?
For McDonald's to have a dollar menu.
It's not really a dollar menu.
Not anymore. Well, it's not.
Like,
but kind of,
it's not, right?
Up.
Yeah, it's not.
Yeah. Like everything I got from McDonald's was from a dollar
menu. The days of 99 are old, man. They're gone.
99's done and gone.
Shit, we have to live in that time. You know?
Speaking of McDonald's, a man asked for no salad in his McDonald's burger, but when it arrives, he's devastated.
Properly toss his salad.
The devastated man was exposed by his wife on Facebook
after
he accidentally removed one too many ingredients from the burger he was ordering from McDonald's.
Is this a Reddit post?
I have no idea.
It came from social media.
It's from the UK.
Oh, good, my favorite.
Unchecked the bun and the meat and just got a box with just ketchup in it.
Oh, man. I know a dude who accidentally got a KLM.
That's a ketchup lettuce.
Mayonnaise. Ketchup,
mayonnaise lettuce. Sandwich.
Mayonnaise? Ketchup, lettuce, and mayonnaise sandwich. Because that's what happens when you don't check your bag.
That's what happens when you don't check your bag and you just need to eat something because you're drunk.
Dude, yeah, and you ate the shit out of that kid.
I did.
Shots fired.
It was something. It was better than nothing, but it's not what I wanted.
Do you remember when Foxtrot got the BLT? And he was like, how come there's
so much fucking lettuce?
That was in,
you know, it was bacon, right?
Slam City, yes, man.
He was thinking it was a club.
Yeah, exactly.
So he was expecting there to be turkey. He was expecting
there
to be
turkey,
like...
Yeah, there's no turkey, man. Just lots of bacon.
Yeah.
But too much bacon that I want. It was weird, man.
There's so much fucking bacon in here. I mean, you ordered the bacon.
I know, and I sounded mad about it.
You were pissed. You were out for blood. You said, waitress, let me speak to your manager.
I don't think I've ever said that.
Yeah, I know.
Do you know who I am? Heard you say that.
Capcom. I'm a fucking billionaire, bitch.
When has he ever said that? I want
to
know.
At that place he says he's never been to with Power Tools.
Oh, the strip club.
He is a Power Tool.
I've never been there, man. They don't have those here.
Capcom, hit by a ransomware attack, is reportedly being extorted for $11 million.
Man, $1 million? Fuck out of here, man.
According to malware researcher Pancake, the hackers are demanding $11 million in Bitcoin for a decryptor key. Shit.
What is this?
They got decryptors. I mean, what are they going to do? They're going to fucking pay or not?
Shit, man. They're going to Hadouken them.
They're going to Hadouken them. Do you think they're going to cough up that $11 million? You don't think so?
Nah, I bet they're scrambling right now. You know, they've been scrambling yeah, for those fucking F-22 Raptors to fucking locate those bad guys.
They sent the scramble out already?
That's what's going on,
oh,
man.
Oh, my God. They're going to lay this bomb right on them.
And carpet the bomb.
Pinpoint
carpet,
accuracy.
Carpet bomb.
No, not even pinpoint. You're just going to okay, nail no, them and then all no, the
you're right.
Too.
You're right, man.
You're going to fucking
can't have
kill
casualties
them.
Like that.
And the goats.
Pinpoint accuracy.
Pinpoint accuracy. Pinpoint accuracy.
The same type of pinpoint accuracy that scientists might need.
Good one. Yo. Yeah. Yo. Did anybody see that?
MVP over there.
Yeah.
Scientists 3D print microscopic Star Trek spaceship that moves on its own.
Oh, dip.
It's kind of interesting, man.
Yeah.
So it's a super
Are there people on there, man?
Are there people on this microscope?
Tiny people.
Is this the fucking magic school bus?
It's like that movie, that old movie.
Magic school bus.
Oh, yeah. Fantastic Voyage. Oh,
yes. Fantastic Voyage. Run, yes. That one. Run. Yeah, man. Hopefully you get like shrunk with like some hot bitches, you know? For fun while you're miniature.
Who is it in there? Is that Raquel Welch? I think it is.
I don't know. She had big boobs and could have been.
And what now was it? What was the second half of that?
Raquel Welch, is that her name?
Welch. Yes.
Welch. I think it's her. In the, Welch. Yeah.
Yeah. Look it up, Gemini.
What about her?
That's gonna be.
I think she's in the movie. Fantastic.
Oh, she's in the movie. That's all we were talking about.
The movie. I think that's the.
Well, Foxtrot was talking about the chick.
Hey man, don't blame me, man.
I think it's Raquel Welch.
Oh, you were thinking about the chick in the Coolio video, or are you thinking about Raquel Welch
and the movie?
No, the chicken.
Burrito was thinking about the movie. Foxtrot was thinking about the Coolio video.
Okay, I just looked it up. It is Raquel Welch. So
there you go.
1969. Yes. Re-released in 69, obviously.
Remastered.
On 8mm.
Remastered and baited in 1969.
And in sad news.
Oh, man.
In sad news, Alex Trebek, revered host of Jeopardy for 36 years, dies at 80 years old. Did you guys watch Jeopardy?
Yeah, hell yeah. Jeopardy?
Who did?
Yeah, I did.
They put that on Netflix a while back, or maybe it was Hulu.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
And I just fucking ran through
it. Yeah, you sat there and watched
it. Like an entire weekend. Yeah. That's all we were doing, just fucking binging Jeopardy. And it's funny because, like, you pick up knowledge because they, like, ask the same questions sometimes. You're like, oh, I know that one. What am I, Jeopardy champ? But it's all just trivia. Rest in peace, Alex Trebek.
Yo, man, rest in peace.
Who's replacing him? Ken Jennings?
Reading Rainbow.
Ken Kennings? His sister?
No, man, I just said.
Reading Rainbow?
Yeah.
LeVar Burton?
LeVar Burton? Yeah. That's hot shit, man. I like that.
That's cool. Yeah, man.
You know that?
He's got the inside scoop.
Dude, he was on that ship. Love, that miniature ship.
Called him. Okay, we're talking about different things now. Hey, Foxtrot. This is your friend, LeVar Burton.
Hey, man. I learned how to read from you, man.
You're welcome. I got some great news, man.
Hey, man. I was always curious in Star Trek, you know, those glasses you had. Yeah. Like, you still use them sometimes.
Mm-hmm, yeah.
Do you get pussy when you wear those?
Oh, all the time, baby. Knee deep in that
man,
shit.
That I and read and web. Reading, hey, that's powerful, hey, man. Women love that shit.
Foxtrot, real quick. I invented web, okay? I forgot what I called you for, but
can I
gotta
tell
go.
People
okay.
that?
I gotta go. Can I
put that on Reddit? Can we have a AMA?
This is an AMA with GMN pretending to be LeVar Burton. I don't even know what he sounds like.
Hey man, was this the bit? I don't even know what the bit was. All right, cool, man. That's perfect. I like it.
Krispy Kreme debuts glazed donut flavor for fall, and it's not pumpkin spice. You know what it is? It's motherfucking caramel, baby.
I gave this to you, man. Just
yeah, I know because I don't want
you had that last time you had Krispy Kreme. It was not that great. No,
you don't want caramel. Ooh.
But I'm they out. Got a salted no. double caramel crunch.
Did you get that I'm out.
That sounds
from,
pretty good.
You don't like caramel, John?
No, I'm out on Krispy Kreme. I'm not buying. Dude. I sold my stock. I said Krispy Kreme. There was no cream.
And you got that other donut, that duck donut place, right?
Did you sell your stock for $11 billion?
Dunkin' Donut. That was Dunkin'.
No, I know, but did you sell your stock?
Yes. And I was like, believe me, this is worth $11.9 billion.
That's a lot of money, dog.
Well, you know what's worth $2.1 billion?
Did you tell me?
The apparel company VF has bought Supreme for $2.1 million.
Damn. So they bought Supreme for $2.1 billion. They made a company that's just Hypebeast drops. They don't even make shit anymore.
I know.
They just drop a few things. And that's it. I mean, why are they worth money? It's just like speculation.
Yeah, I don't think that's a good purchase, man. I think they should have bought something else, man.
What do you think they should have bought?
Shit.
An Xbox?
S-Clubs.
Oh, S-Clubs. Put your money in titties.
Yeah, they got to diversify, man. They got Vans. They got Timberland. They got North Face.
And now they have Supreme. You think they're apparel heavy, huh?
Supreme Taco.
Okay, so this is where it's going. You think their portfolio is heavily apparel. So what they need to diversify is go the opposite, like no apparel.
Exactly.
Script clubs. Henceforth and hitherto, script clubs.
And what goes on outside script clubs?
Dip. A lot of self-care.
No, man, apparently. This is not a strip club. This is a 7 legit S11 with cameras and shit.
It's Florida woman busted for...
Oh, my God.
Florida woman busted for self-care outside 7-Eleven, caught committing the same offense outside Popeyes.
So she went to 7-Eleven to scratch an itch. And then they're like, shoot.
Petting the kitty, man.
Shoo, 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 shoo. So she goes across the
neighborhood cat, you know?
To the Popeyes.
She goes over to Popeyes place.
Right. You know what's funny, though? I have a Popeyes right across from a 7-Eleven right by my house.
Is that conspiracy?
Yeah, man. Maybe I should go look at the cameras.
Let's go set up a sting operation over there.
Oh, my God. We're going fucking incognito mode.
That'll make a frog say neato. Like the PlayStation 5.
The disc drive PlayStation 5 is worth it. What is this fucking ad in the middle of our news?
So, Gemini Johnson.
I don't know who put that in there.
The disc drive PlayStation 5 is worth the extra money.
Just say it.
Okay. It may not be the prettiest or cheapest version of the Sony's new console, but here are three reasons why it's superior. However, we do not have the list. You'll just
number
have to
one.
See it. Number one, take our word for it.
A free fleshlight.
Number two, free fleshlight.
With the purchase. Of a PlayStation,
but you have to turn in your proof of purchase
along with the VR goggles.
VR goggle fleshlight. That's a perk.
That's
number
deal
one.
Number
perk
one.
Number two.
Deal number two.
PS5.
Sex doll of your customization.
Sex doll of your specifications.
Up to the price of $200.
Up to $200 worth of customizations on your sex doll.
What are some of these options?
You can put a dick on it if you want.
Three.
Yeah.
Warmer.
Burrito, let's say you had $200 worth of
credits
that you could add to your sex doll
credits.
For buying a PS5.
Yeah.
Tell me about these upgrades.
Tell me all about these upgrades. I really want to know.
For buying the PS5 doll?
No, just the PlayStation 5, but you get upgrades on your sex doll.
Oh, okay.
$200 worth.
Now, it starts off as a very generic figure, you know, with, I guess it comes with like a default everything.
Yeah.
Which is somewhere in the middle of all the options.
Maybe bolt on some titties. What do we feel about that?
It already comes with them, but you know, it's mid-range.
Well, I thought it was just like a stick. Maybe you want a dude. Maybe you want a chick. You know, I'm not discriminating here.
Oh,
I'm
he's
like,
already selected dude at this point.
Okay, so he has a dude one now.
Yeah, with boobs.
No.
So are the boobs bigger than the dick?
Dude, if you gotta do one, all you gotta do is bust out a knife and cut the dick off. And then put away.
This guy's all about the mods.
Yeah, you
got into keyboard modding. He got into battery modding. And now he's into sex doll modding. Just cut that dick off. Foxtrot has some upgrade ideas.
Yeah.
Tell us.
Okay,
about
what's
him.
The up? No, we didn't even ask. We didn't even let Burrito finish his upgrades.
He can think about it because Foxtrot already has his answers.
I got it. Ears and a tail.
Jesus Christ. You're
really?
Absolutely right.
What kind of ears? Like human ears?
Oh my God, no.
No, like cat ears.
So what kind of ear and tail combination? Are we talking about bunny? Or are we talking about like
no,
kitsune?
Like, yeah, like cat fox. Or fox. Yeah, fox ears.
Yeah, that kitsune shit, man.
There you go.
Uh-oh.
Like a cheetah or a cougar mixed with a fox.
It was just a butt plug.
With a jewel at the end.
Yeah, it got a jewel at the end, but like now the tail's covered in shit.
Treonk!
Scream.
It's a Godzilla tail, you didn't know.
It's a Godzilla tail. It's a Godzilla tail!
Oh, man.
Oh, dude. I bet you people would buy that.
Oh, fuck yeah. A Bowsette, but like Godzilla based.
Oh, yeah. All right, man. Hey, we gotta get a mold of one of the tails.
Yeah.
We gotta get a mold of one of the tails of the Godzilla figures you got. Mm-hmm. And then
super get that food, thing that like does the measurements into CAD. Yeah,
it's going to look like a Nerf football.
Jesus Christ. What? Just coming out the back end?
With the fins.
It looks like you're shitting a Nerf football.
Yeah, man. It's going to whistle.
It's Nerf for nothing.
Nerf for nothing, man.
What's going on Animal Planet?
Animal Planet, man. They being bad, man. They trying to fucking put down some people that were shown on a TV show that they were supposedly allegedly growing marijuana, but
been some weight.
It's not, man. It's just hemp? Tomatoes.
Tomatoes?
Tomatoes, man. It's good for the prostate.
Bad for the pussy, good for the prostate.
There you go. And they got in trouble because they thought it was weed. Maybe it could have been.
Maybe. Maybe behind the tomatoes is marijuana. I see where they got it. They meant marinara.
Thank you.
They're marinara farmers.
Thank you.
And the cops are marijuana farmers? No, nah, man. Marinara.
Shit.
Indian man builds 9-foot-long marker pen for Guinness record 4/1.
Jesus Christ. We can't make it through one fucking week without a Guinness. So like 9-foot marker. Tell me about it. What's going on?
I had to stop, man. There was like a whole bunch of them from this area. And I was like, this is ridiculous. This pen one is ridiculous. I'm just going to put this one in.
Yeah. I mean, yeah. That's generally the marker for quality news. You know what I mean?
They're just all sniffing it. Their whole family's just sniffing it.
They just cut it in half and like everyone's just like... And
they had to pay for this. They could have just got a PS5, man, with a hard drive.
Yeah, would you rather have your name in the Guinness Book of World Records?
PS5.
That's kind of a good question. Would you rather have your name in the Guinness Book of World Records?
PS5.
Or you just want a PS5?
I feel like I would get a PS5 eventually, but this breaking the world record with a marker, man, that's a once in this guy's village
is going to make one that's 9 feet, 1 foot and a half.
That's 10 feet.
Oh, there you go, 10 feet.
It's 9 feet by 1 foot.
If you could pick one of the records that we read this past year, which
and make it
would that
bigger,
be?
Most feet smelled in a day.
It's a jumbo one, so it's like 9 feet by five.
9 feet by five. Now you're making a chode.
That's a really. That's
how you I'm not making a chode. The other guy's making a chode.
The jumbo chisel tip.
Jesus Christ.
Gangsta on the subway.
Uh-huh. Cha-cha. Yeah, 5 foot marker.
Marking the fucking train up.
Woman posing as FBI agent sought free fast food. Kimberly Reese Ragsdale, 47 years old.
Does she live in Ragsdale?
Slam City North. Was charged Thursday with impersonating a public officer following repeated attempts to get free meals at a Chick-fil-A.
Bullshit! Why didn't they just give her free Chick-fil-A? She's a federal officer.
Employees at the restaurant told investigators that Ragsdale showed up at the location multiple times during the week and posed as a federal agent while driving a white minivan.
Do you think they gave her free food the first time without even bother asking?
Ooh. It says she threatened to take employees into custody if they didn't comply.
That's already a fucking red flag, man. It's like, come on.
Yeah, that's probably against the law.
It's not against
the law. Yeah,
it's
already against the law.
Oh, no. Skirt. Hey, baby, what you want?
Give me some free Chick-fil-A. Right,
okay. And
I'm not going to do naughty things.
I need some chicken nuggets.
Give me free.
I need
I am the FBI.
Oh, Jesus Christ, you're playing
Federal Investigation.
The Federal Burrito Investigators.
That's
what
right.
did you want? I'm sorry. What did you need? Welcome to Chick-fil-A. How can I help you?
Chicken brown boy.
Jesus Christ. I'm sorry. I thought something else was happening. What do you want? What kind of order do you want?
Number five.
Number five.
Large.
Large number five. All right. Yeah. Would you like a Chick-fil-A shake or anything like that? I don't know. I don't work here.
He wants a side of that mac and cheese made with three different cheeses.
Jesus Christ. Somebody really goes to Chick-fil-A. I haven't been to Chick-fil-A in a really long time. They're on my boycott list. I'm all political this year.
Why are they on your boycott list?
Man,
because they're closed on Sundays.
Because they're closed.
Because they don't
Sundays.
Have chicken bones.
I'm not gonna lie, man. I just had Chick-fil-A and it was very good.
I don't care, man. You eat it.
No, but why, dude? Why? I feel like I should know why you're being so political, man.
I mean, like,
you derailed everything. What is going on? Why are you so
political? I'm not into
Let's go around this room real quick. Are you into Chick-fil-A burrito?
I feel like he's kind of not. He doesn't care about it.
I'm not really. I don't really like Chick-fil-A that much. Yeah.
You know why? Because it doesn't have a strong scent, so he can't get behind it.
Didn't you guys say that the secret was they brine their meat in like pickle juice and stuff? And I don't really like pickles, so maybe that's what
it
is.
You don't taste it.
You don't even taste it.
Dude, I did that. I made some chicken.
Maybe I don't like the breading. I don't know what it is about the chicken. I don't dig it.
It's the hate inside of it.
It's the what?
You can taste the sulfur.
It's the bile.
Exactly. I can taste the sulfur.
You can taste the sulfur in the chicken. I get it.
The sulfur and brimstone.
I mean, there's a ton of sulfur in brimstone, I believe. Brimstone, that's Foxtrot's character. That's your main in a...
I do remember lemonade's pretty good.
Yeah,
it's real. I've had that.
It's good. Man, you like them lemonade parties?
Yeah. Jesus.
That's not hard to do, though, you know?
Not as good as a taco stand, obviously.
That's what I'm saying.
Well, that's not a lemonade. That's an agua fresca.
Yeah, it's different, man. That's totally different, man. That's different.
That's fresh-ass water.
That's different. Mm-hmm. It's so fresh.
Now you can only have one agua fresca.
Oh,
and that's it for life.
Oh, hibiscus.
Oh, man.
Hibiscus.
Damn, hibiscus, man.
See, like, I like that, but this is so tough. Strong.
Horchata?
It's strong.
This is tough.
Horchata?
Yeah, because, like, horchata.
Yeah.
I like it because it's strong. Because I can just put icing in later, man. Got more.
Like, it's either horchata or the watermelon drink. Because
ooh.
With the fresh squeezed watermelon.
I'm kind of like in the cucumber lime.
Okay. Limon pepino.
It's like really fun.
Yeah, you can just get it.
No, but this is like, just because Gatorade makes agua fresca, yeah, you can't buy it anymore. They check your ID and they're like, oh, well, this is agua fresca. I can't sell it to you.
No, it's not. It's Gatorade.
It tastes like agua fresca.
It's not real. It's good.
It's synthetic.
But you can still get it.
Are you telling me Taco Bell's not Mexican food?
You can make it. Yeah.
You're telling me Taco Bell is not Mexican food?
It's not Mexican food.
Are you willing to make that stance?
They don't got Mexican pizzas no more, dog.
You're right. They took...
That's right.
That was legit the last thing on their menu that had the word Mexican in it.
Yeah.
That is legit the last thing on their... Here's the fucking conspiracy theory, baby.
It's just going to be called pizza now.
Oh, man. No. They took it off because that was the last menu item that had the word Mexican in it.
I believe it.
I believe it. Yeah.
I believe
it. True.
True.
Fucked up.
Do monster wolf robots like Taco Bell?
Japanese town deploys monster wolf robots to deter wild bears. Wild bears. Wow.
Wild.
Did they just get the Boston Dynamic robot and they put a wolf head on it?
Yes.
Nice.
Yeah. It looked pretty weird. Did you see the picture?
No. Describe it to me.
I mean, think of a scarecrow, but...
Oh my God.
Instead of the scarecrow being
humanoid,
a person, yeah, it's just a stick with a,
there's
with
so a wolf on. They should have just put Godzilla there, man, and he could have been like Shriong to all the fucking.
Why have monster wolf robots when you can have Godzilla robots?
You have a motherfucking dinosaur in the middle of the fucking ocean at your disposal, and you're coming out here with motherfucking wolf? Straw wolves? Fuck
you gotta be
here.
Coming here with some strong drills.
Dip.
In Germany, robbers drill into a vault and steal 6.5 million euros. And guess where they got that drill?
Home Depot. Promptly returned it. The motor's burnt out on this one. I bought it like this.
I just want to return this one so I can get that one and also the free tools with it.
Oh, no. Why are you going to do it like that? Why do you have to say it like
He's
that?
He's never been there.
Why do you have to say it like that? There. Why do you have to say it like that, though?
Yeah, why you got to say it like that, man? You know, sometimes it's like, what's Scree-onk. That saying, man? What's
Scree-onk.
That
saying? It's like Scree-onk.
No. It's like, not the way you say it.
It's not what you said.
It's not what you said.
It's
how you said it.
You sit your little sexy ass down.
Well, we're going to say PS5 again.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
But it worked, right, Foxtrot? I need some validation here.
What's up?
But it worked. They got in that vault. They grabbed that bag.
Yeah, man. They got the
out
right,
like literal
they got
bandits.
The right bits, man. Then they got titanium bits.
Which bits?
The drill.
Carbide.
Then you brought, not only did you steal 6.5 million euros, but you brought back the $219.99 drill.
And used battery.
And literally all the electricity that was inside that battery. Wow.
Hey, man. The next person is going to be ecstatic that the battery is fully fucking charged and everything has been tested and cleaned up. and proper for their use.
And it's strong enough to drill into a vault.
I mean,
and
it's steal
6.5 million euros.
It's tested. Boom. It's battle tested. It's battle kid hardest. Tested, mother approved.
Million euros.
Yeah. You don't have to be the first every time, but this guy.
Definitely the first twice. So he is the first customer to get a PS5. He was also the first to get a PS4.
Yeah,
was his last name Sony? Damn.
His last name is Chius? Chius? I don't know. It says, patience is a virtue. This is for you. Chius PS4 acquisition in 2013 was one of the most fun stories. I don't want to read this.
Yeah, it's a lot.
I put it in there so you can read it, dude, so you better read it.
Okay, now you got
it. J-Mark!
I work hard on this shit. Read that shit, man.
Apparently, hey, maybe it's interesting.
Finish from, he just wanted to get a PS4. Read that shit, please.
Yeah, read
okay,
that
okay.
Shit, please.
He just wanted to get a PS4 and somehow ended up first in line at the console's launch event in New York that November. Andrew House, the president of Sony Computer Entertainment, as it was then known, and Jack Tretton, SCE's U.S. boss, brought Chiu up on stage for the ceremonial first console awarding.
Like wow. A game thing.
Was it spray painted gold? Wait, he went up and he did the whole thing, but then they run his credit card. He's like, oh, decline. Eek.
We're going to have to take this back.
Ooh. Yeah. But I mean, I guess you like make sure you have exact change. You know.
This was just a ceremony. Oh, you don't actually get to keep it.
Yeah. Yeah. So what happened in 2020? He did it again on accident? He did it again or they invited him?
Hey, man, if you can't afford that PS5 and can't be number one, just light your Microsoft Xbox new console Series X on fire. Man, who chose this news, man?
I think you did. I think you put this one in
here. No one else was doing anything. This is horrible, guys. You guys are like the worst co-writers ever, man.
There was no news.
Yeah. That's why you go back, you try to find funny shit in the news that was brought upon.
I did. And it was all just...
It was like, I was trying to
listen. Boring, man. Microsoft PS4 shit.
It was all just doom.
I've been trying to lower my screen time, if I'm being honest.
Dude.
He's winding down for 2020.
Yeah.
What am I supposed to do? We got to take turns, man. I want to be doomsday.
I feel like I put some in there.
I threw a few in there.
Yeah. I'd say at least three. Yeah.
We're all about it.
I did some
contributions. I like five, maybe seven.
He was MVP this time, but he's not MVP every time.
I don't want to be MVP all the time.
Hey, Sora down. News had nothing, okay? So
yeah, there was nothing.
Sora Syndicate had no news.
Go to news. Let us that down. News. And get that other news for free, too.
Yeah.
There you go, man. And then return it. You want better news.
All right, so the last story is basically don't blow vape in your Xbox. It's expensive. That, guys, was the news. This is what I had for lunch. Sponsored by...
Food Truck Fanboys, you haven't lived until you've conquered the Crazy One. Intergalactic Boba Runner Booba Get serves you everything in the Crazy One. Infinite calories for a not-so-infinite price. Best bring your appetite, because the Crazy One has everything. No substitutions.
No!
Don't give up your much-earned cred by asking for no pickles or no onions. Booba won't hold the mayo, because it wouldn't be the Crazy One if it didn't have everything. Next time you have a craving for clout that will get your feet wet, find the most badass food truck in the galaxy and order the Crazy One from Booba Getz.
I'm Booba Getz, and I gets it, so get it.
All right, guys, who wants to go first?
I'll go first.
Uh-oh.
It's easy. It's three ingredients. Boom Chi, three ingredients. The first ingredient, the control, is paramount.
Oh, egg control. Oh, you eggs. Had some eggs.
There was some
did
eggs.
Did you have motherfucking ramen?
I did not.
Oh.
I did Ooh. Earlier this week, but that's not the one I'm describing.
That rabbit ramen you showed us?
Scrambled?
No. It was scrambled eggs.
Oh.
But there's more
bacon?
To it.
Oh, you right? had flan.
No. For lunch?
Yeah, flan for lunch. You've never you had could. Flan for lunch Friday?
Nah.
Bacon, steak. Oh, no, Friday. Wait. Steak, eggs, and rice.
Ooh.
No.
Ooh. You had a Denver omelet from IHOP.
It wasn't an omelet. It was three Denver? Basic ingredients put together. Eggs was one of them. Second thing... It's
longanisa.
Something you'll put on hamburgers.
Okay.
Something you'll put on pasta. Something you'll put on pizza.
Sauce? Tomato? Marinara sauce?
No, it's...
Did you have...
No, it was a marinara sauce.
Cheese?
Yeah.
Cheese.
And then the third ingredient...
Oh, man. Is a tortilla.
It was.
You had just egg and cheese breakfast tacos? That's nasty.
I can make a story up and say there was barbacoa on it too, but there wasn't.
Huevos con queso.
You just bought egg and cheese tacos?
I just took some ingredients out of the fridge and made it at home.
That works, man.
Makes way more sense because I'm like, something's like, did you do the COVID check and check your temperature?
Yeah,
like,
something wrong.
Nah, I just
buying that at a taco shop just feels wrong.
It does. Need to have some protein in there.
I mean, eggs is protein.
But it's not the protein.
Yeah. It ain't the beef. All right. I had boomchi. No, not that. This is boomchi, one of Arthur's favorite spots.
Hmm.
Boomchi. Burger King? It's fast.
Wendy's!
Way, way fast. But boomchi, you got to go down and get it.
Was it Marco's?
No. And boomchi, there are drawers involved. And
drawers.
Was it Quick Trip?
Yes.
And you got the buns out of the drawer and got something off the rollers.
Yes.
QT, hell yeah, man.
But I got some complaining to do.
Oh, shit. QT, oh, baby. Which one did you go to, man?
I mean, yeah, that one.
That one?
Yeah, by the studio.
Oh, shit, that one.
That one. So I went in and the drawers were empty. No buns. So I'm like, hey, can I get some buns? And there's a marked difference when they're not steamed. These shits were like stale. So stale, in fact, that they tore apart. When you just put the hot dog in there, it split the bun in half. It's like, what? There's no control here.
No, that's control. Paramount.
It's paramount. Control, hot dog control. Bun control. Dude. Dog control.
They were on it. They're usually on it, though, man.
Yeah, control. Man. They were just like breathing out their mouths.
Shut up.
What is this, amateur hour?
That's one I go to all the time.
I know, it was very disappointing.
What time
was
this?
And they didn't have the stone ground mustard, you know?
Oh.
And then the onions, they weren't like chopped. They were slices of onions. It's like, how the fuck do I eat this shit on a hot dog?
Oh, man, I don't know. You gotta make that shit at home, man. It's probably safer that way.
Yeah. Well, they had the hot dogs already done, and I was like, man, I need to eat something.
Why'd you just get the taquitos?
That's all you had? Uno or dos, man? Did you double fist?
Double fist.
Did you take the survey afterwards?
No. What type of dogs did I have?
You had the
jalapeno really cheese.
Yeah, that's one.
That was one.
Mm-hmm.
The other one was like a cheddar filled jalapeno one. Is that what you said?
That's exactly what he just said.
The other way around.
You had the
problem. No, exactly. So I had jalapeno cheddar, but the other one, cheddar jalapeno.
Cheddar jalapeno.
Yeah,
bunchy.
All right. And who else ate something?
I ate something, man.
What'd you eat, man?
It goes moo.
You had a hamburger?
You had milk?
Beef.
You had steak, rice, and eggs?
Man, I'm just going to say, man, because I had Spanish rice and ground beef and beans.
Spinach, and rice, chips, and ground beans.
And tomatoes.
Spanish rice. So you made rice. Like seven-layer dip or something and then ate it?
He made himself a taco bowl.
A taco bowl?
Without the shell.
Nice, man.
A taco
Did paper you have a tortilla? Did you have a tortilla?
I ran out of those small tortillas I bought.
Oh.
Are those corn tortillas?
Yeah.
Yeah, I actually liked the size of it. It was fun eating that shit because I felt like a fucking giant.
You feel like a giant. I get it, dude. I fucking get that shit.
Yeah, the street tacos.
Man, I'm a motherfucking monster. How many tacos you want? All of them.
That's like three bites each.
All of them.
No,
and you eat it like three bites, you fucking amateur.
The whole thing.
I make, I warm three of them. Like ceviche. Three is a good amount.
Three bites?
No, three of those small corn tortillas.
Yeah, in like a as just a, one little as snack. A light snack.
Yeah, it's kind of like a salmon. That ain't enough food for me, man. Fuck, I'm a grown ass man. Man, I'm almost fucking.
I'm a literal giant. These baby tacos are from motherfucking babies.
Fucking grown ass man.
Yeah, burrito. What'd you have for lunch?
Ooh, boomchi. It was square.
Detroit style pizza.
Cafeteria style pizza.
Oh, it was lasagna. Was
from a little piggy.
Spam?
No.
Square?
It's different than that.
Just ham? Like a ham sandwich?
Yeah. Had a ham sandwich.
You had a ham sandwich.
Yeah.
Boom cheese.
Did you have cheese on
it? Did it have cheese?
Yes, it did.
Cucumbers on
there? Did you put cucumbers on there?
No, just cheese and ham.
Just cheddar, a good old.
Call
did you have chips, man? Did you have chips, dude? Do you live?
I didn't. I did have like a little dessert with it.
What'd you have for dessert?
Was it a flan?
My mom gave me a like a banana bread.
Oh, nice. Vanilla wafers?
No. Did it have just nuts bread.
In it? Oh, vanilla pudding.
So I had a couple slices of that.
Damn, vanilla pudding with vanilla wafers sounds bomb right now.
That does sound pretty good.
Gee, that's right, boys.
Oh, man, I need that shit.
You need that shit right now, right?
Right now. Game over. All right, guys. That was lunch. What the fuck did we learn this week? Did somebody? I feel like somebody learned something this week. Was it me? Oh, yeah, it was me.
We were supposed to talk about something, man.
We were supposed to talk about manatees. Yes.
Manatee farts. Manatees
regulate.
And how it's collected and how does it benefit the world.
So they breathe through their assholes.
And that's like you can do.
Yeah, like you can do.
Wait, we can?
Try it.
I don't have any guests right now, man.
You can do anything.
I'm not swimming.
Next time you go swimming, man,
I'm
going to
eat pizza after this.
Are you talking about butt water?
Hot dog butt water?
So manatees bring their buttholes up to the surface like a dolphin?
Yeah, to breathe. And that's how they regulate their body temperature.
Oh, how much air does it suck in? Has that been tested?
37 cubic feet.
37 cubic feet. Huh?
On average.
It's a massive.
And it helps their... Did you say it helped their buoyancy too?
Yeah, I mean, I made that entire thing up. They fart to control their buoyancy. So if they want to go up more, they fart. They suck in air through their butthole.
They make little bubbles and shit.
And then they fart to go down more.
Oh, they fart to go down more. They release.
Yeah.
Yeah, that makes sense. And the animals are fucking amazing.
I feel like we were talking about music at the top of the show for just
a little bit. We were listening that you got badass headphones and you're re-listening to Green Day.
And
how did that make you feel? Did that make your dick tingle?
Jesus. Did you take notes, dude?
Tingling.
Did you just remember that?
He's a mentalist.
You're a fucking mentalist?
Yeah, man. Don't tell anyone.
I feel like it wasn't that long ago.
Shit. It was like 90 minutes ago.
Yeah, that's a long time ago, man.
I guess so.
Jesus Christ, you're a mentalist, but we're not allowed to tell anybody. I got you. Okay. So yeah, I'm listening to music, and I'm listening to Green Day, Basket Case, and it's like... Like, the vocals are just dirty. Like, you can hear him say, I'm having trouble trying to sleep.
Yeah.
Oh, wait, yeah, you're right. how's it go?
Do you have the time?
It's very, like...
To me once. So you can hear, like, the pops and the shh. And everything's just, like, dirty.
You couldn't hear that before, right?
I feel like I didn't listen that closely, so I never really noticed it.
Dude, headphones, you can, like...
Yeah,
yeah, so it makes a difference, man. Like, you can hear, like, those, like...
I was inside of Billy Joe Armstrong's mouth. I was the plosive, you know?
What's your next listing going to be? Like, what do you... Are you going to keep going punk rock for a little bit, see where that's going? Or are you going to, like... change it up and
I'm throwing in like hip-hop.
He wants a recommendation from Foxtrot.
Yeah, throw me a recommendation, but not
on a sound listening quality level.
Right. What is like, oh man, this
oh,
is
man,
such
that's
a
good question. I don't know. I'm not too audio. I listen to a good array of music to see how it sounds on different headphones.
But like, okay, somebody told you to test these speakers out and tell me if they sound good. What albums are you testing?
Ooh. I would do the Venga Boys single Boom Boom Boom.
Oh yeah, that's
a good
bus.
One of those songs.
Yeah, that's a good one.
What do you put on? Because I mean, like, in order to know like if this speaker sounds good, you have to have like, okay, I know what this song like should sound like and feel like. You know?
I usually listen to Strung Out. That's what I listen.
Yeah,
to.
See, that's what I'm saying. I would put on some Strung Out too, maybe.
That's a very mid-range recording, though.
Yeah.
Yeah, but see, like, that's the thing too. Like, I'm trying to think of like what I listen to that has good production quality, and I don't really
not only the production quality, but you know, like. How it is.
I guess I'll listen to Queen or something. I'll listen to Queen or something.
Queen is a good call.
Yeah, something produced really well.
Yeah.
I think it really depends on your taste, though.
Yeah. Because, I mean, I put on, like, Beastie Boys. That's
decent. Beastie Boys, yeah, hell yeah.
Well produced, but it's, like, it's a very specific sound, you know?
Yes, yeah.
It's messy, but it sounds good.
But there's some Coheed that would be...
Oh, shit. Welcome Home. It's got pretty good range. Yeah,
it's a I bet you if you upgraded your headphone shit, man, and you listen to Kobe, it would blow your fucking... You would get pink tube sock.
You would get pink tube sock. It would turn your asshole inside out and upside down. Bet on it. What would you put on, Art?
Probably pick a Smashing Pumpkins album.
Exactly.
From, like,
that's
Melancholy
what I did.
Or something
that's
like that.
That's exactly
where a
what
variety.
I did. That's exactly what I put Melancholy on.
Wow.
And I was like, Jesus Christ, I forgot how fucking awesome this fucking album is. And it's like, not just the hits. You're just like, I started at Tonight Tonight. because I know what that sounds like, and I just let it go because it's a long song, and I'm like, oh shit, this song, oh shit, this song, yeah. Oh shit, and I ended up just listening to the whole thing. Yeah. It's like, fuck, I got lost in it.
It's like a perfect variety yeah. of rock songs, different yeah. styles of rock
super
songs.
Super different. It's got strings, lots it's got of different lots sonic, of, exactly, range.
A lot of oh, instruments okay. involved.
Mm-hmm.
So I was like, layers upon layers.
But you also like, listen to like other different types of recordings, you know, like nature and shit, and yeah. it sounds fucking way crazier yeah. when you're...
Yeah, where you just like... this specific mic that they used to pick up this nature sound is just like, Jesus, I'm inside this fucking bird.
Yeah, yeah, you know? Yeah.
But like on Melancholy,
talk about the sonic range.
The sonic range, the strings are awesome. And that, but it's like, fuck, I totally lost it.
So it's like Tonight goes into Jelly Belly, which is then like a rager of a guitar, hard rock song.
Yeah, so it goes all over.
It pops into
oh, yeah,
zero.
That's where I was going. Like I don't have a really good quality samples of these things. All I have was like streaming on,
yeah,
Spotify.
Yeah,
exactly. So I felt like if I had like the, you know, the WAV files or something, it would sound awesome. Like even more so, yeah. like you could hear that clarity.
Does that just go directly does. Into your computer?
Yeah.
Directly into your computer. And then you have like controller thing for that or something?
Yeah.
Software. It's software.
Is that the computer software?
The software, like does
it's
the,
not stock, right? Like, yeah,
the
you
software
can like.
Controls the hardware and the headphones.
Yeah.
Yeah, but it's not like stock Windows shit.
No.
No.
You
no.
Yeah, okay, cool.
That's yeah. Cool. Custom.
Custom dog shit.
So you would go Coheed, huh?
Yeah, I think so.
I think that's a pretty good call because it is, it's kind of the same thing as the Smashing Pumpkins feel. It has like a ton of range of, you know, yeah. soft stuff and then all hard stuff and then wailing guitars, you know, lots of highs.
I would listen to that Panic at the Disco song that's really popular.
There you go. I mean, Panic at the Disco is super
I love that
well produced.
Song,
it's
I don't know
super
what's up
well produced. It's big, big, big.
Yeah, that's why it has so, like
yeah.
sounds.
It's yeah, like, that's actually a really everything. Good call. I should try to get some raw
oh, no,
files of that
shit. Listen to the darkness, man.
Yeah, a thing called that's love. Yeah. Yes, I'll be inside that guitar wall.
Dude, yeah. Yeah, that's sick.
All right, guys, we didn't learn anything else this week?
I haven't watched The Boys.
Oh, yeah.
I watched a movie. It's an old school movie. I wonder if you guys could guess it.
Enter Ooh. The Dragon.
No.
What do we know this movie?
It happens in the U.S. on the West Coast.
Is it Earthquake?
American Pie?
No. In the 90s.
Uh-huh.
80s and 90s.
Oh, is it Rodney 90s. King?
No. What's an old movie? It's got a blue bug in it.
A blue bug?
A tick?
Oh, no. Boo Volkswagen bug in it. It's kind of like a class. I guess it's, I wouldn't say it's a
Dude,
classic.
Where's my car?
It's a movie that's.
Dude, where's my car? No. That's not
no,
a blue bug,
no.
is it?
No, man.
You can pretend it does.
What is this blue? I don't know it has a blue bug. What the fuck is this movie?
Give us another hint. Give us an actor.
Cuba Gooding Jr.
Oh,
is in it.
Boys in the Hood?
Boys in the Hood.
Because it's on Netflix now.
Yeah.
So Chappelle Show. But I hear he's not getting
yeah,
any of that
I was
money.
Yeah, I'll rewatch that.
Just yeah. Yeah, it's just lit.
It's quick and easy, too, because there's no commercials.
Yeah.
Better yeah.
bring your kids.
Yeah, that shit's good.
Also has the 3 episodes from the 3rd season.
Yeah, with Darnell hosting.
Yeah. And
that train
Charlie
wreck.
Murphy, rest in peace.
Rest in peace. Have yeah. you guys tried watching Darnell's stand-up?
You've told me about it, how
Ooh,
bad yeah. it is.
Ooh.
He's a supporting
yeah.
character.
Yeah, he's a supporting character. He's a really strong supporting character. I don't know, man. He came out, he had like jeans on and like a Western belt buckle and boots and stuff. I was like, what is going on? Is this
Maybe you gotta dude. Give it another listen.
Maybe.
He was on Tiger Belly recently.
Is he funny?
He was talking about, he's like all about nature now and shit.
Oh, shit.
Does it make you laugh?
His supporting roles, they make me laugh. I never listened to his.
Ashy like, Larry. Who can forget Ashy Larry?
That's what I'm saying. That's what I'm saying. Yeah, he does so good at, like, that's what he's known for.
Yeah.
Or I don't
banana
really know
cognac. Him.
Did he reflect on that? How he knows he's not a lead?
No, he just goes, he makes money, man. He does good for himself. He does well.
Well, that's nice.
Is he in the power tool hustle?
Yeah, does he know about the power tool hustle?
Actually, it's not a secret.
It's on
making
the forums.
His own money.
Dude, it's everywhere, man.
It's only Fog Chat knows Darnell's into the power tool hustle.
Forum.slamcityradio.com/Home Depot Hustle. It's a whole
slash
forum on its own.
/ Guinness World Records.
Jesus Christ, we got that all /Quantum Dog.
No, man, I would never do that because I would never use that money to pay for a Guinness record.
You get a PS5. I know you get a PS5.
No, I get more tools, man.
I thought you were done for years.
Exactly. See, I told you,
you
all 6 weeks.
PS5.
I told you all 6 weeks.
I don't know, man.
All right, last sponsor, guys.
When your hair's all messed up and you look like shit, there's a solution for you. Blow and Go. Save the line, solid state technology sourced with the bestest Japanese to the technology to create the best hairdryer in the world. Shit, even the universe. 10 levels of blow with two hyperdrives. It's the apex of the vortex, the tsunami mommy. You can read up on the advanced features of Blow and Go on your own time. For now, just blow and go. That's all you need to know. Every major department store that's worth a shit. And gas stations. And bodegas got them.
Everyone's entitled to the truth. Follow us on Twitter and Instagram at Slam City Radio. Get in touch with us through a contact form at slamcityradio.com. We'll send you a sticker, then ask you where you'll stick it. Subscribe, Spotify, iTunes, Google Play, all day, every day.
Scream. I said split. Shake the scene, you turkeys. Get out of my house.
I'll see y'all tomorrow.
This ends now!
Oh, shit.
Was that too much?
Hit him up!
I can't breathe.
Are you hot?
You can hear that pine tar. Screonk.